You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To draft Nate Wiggins, one of the, in my opinion, the best cover corner in the draft. Highly athletic, fantastic feet. Really, in our opinion, a guy that can grow into being a true shutdown type corner. Ecstatic that he fell to us. Well, when I think of Nate, I just think that he's a ridiculous athlete. Very, very quick-footed, efficient. He's fast. He's tough. He's competitive. You know, in our division, we play a lot of really good receivers, and you've got to get off the field on third downs. Honestly, I can honestly say that we've probably had 8 different potential trades that we could have investigated. One team did call us about coming up. We just were kind of like, oh, thank you, but that's not really something that we do, you know? It was trading back.
That's Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM. Last night, after the draft, first round of 2024, where, as you know by now, and if you didn't, you just heard, the Ravens selected Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson, with pick number 30, and the 14 straight offensive players off the board before the first defensive guy. There was some drama and some interesting selections, which we'll get to. But as the offensive guys kept stacking and stacking and stacking, the defensive guys dropped. Minnesota, the Colts, or among others, or teams that benefited from it. But there's Nate Wiggins, Vinny, who the Ravens had in their top 20 on their big board. And he's falling to them at pick number 30. And Mel Kiper had Cooper DeJean out of Iowa ranked ahead of him, who, by the way, is still available. But Nate Wiggins, extremely fast, doesn't have a ton of picks, but he had 3, 2 of them returned for touchdowns. Pass breakups, plentiful. Little on the smallish side weight-wise, but they seemed, as you heard from Eric DaCosta, and we'll hear from John Harbaugh and Nate himself, and Lewis Riddick was loving every minute of this one. Ravens may, I guess, to what we've been talking about, they get an A, Fonzie style. Ugh. A for Nate Wiggins here.
And let me just, like, Lewis usually, because he played DB in college at Pitt, and for me, Lewis always did a good job evaluating defensive backs. You know, I mean, they talk about his athletic ability and stuff, Nate Wiggins. I mean, Bobby ran 4.28, so he was the fastest defensive player in the draft. And, you know, so he's got speed. He weighed 173 at the combine. At his workout, he weighed 182. So he gained some weight. The only thing I would say is like his 10 time is 1.59. Whereas, like, Worthy, who ran 4.22, he was like 1.48, 10. I'm guessing because he's 6'1", Bob, he's probably more of a long striding type guy. That would be my only guess. But he is 36-inch vertical, which is good. 10.7 broad jump, which is good. You know, so he played in 21, his freshman year, because he's a junior, 3-year guy. He played in 11 games as a reserve. So he didn't play a ton. He had 3 tackles. In 22, he had 11 starts, 22 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 12 PBUs, 1 interception, return for a touchdown, and then 1 block kick. Chris Horton probably liked that. And then this past year, 10 games, 7 starts, missed 2 games due to injury, and he had 25 tackles, 9 PBUs, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown, 1 sack, 44 quarterback rating when targeted. So he has some length and stuff. Now, strengths I had for him, Bob, is speed, which is excellent. Height, which you love, big corner. His arms, 30 and a half, not that long. He's got kind of short arms for a taller corner. He's got run skill after the pick. He can run after that. He's got a great burst. He's got catch-up speed, good breaks on the ball, good in press, uses hands well, can turn and run, can plant drive, excellent burst, has some explosiveness hitting. He will tackle, outstanding burst, good getting hands on in press, can mirror wide receivers in press, long frame, excellent short area quickness, good patience in zone. Pretty much like all of my strengths there is kind of what Eric was saying too about the kid. The weaknesses I had for him, skinny frame, gets too high in his pedal, which Chris Hewitt and those guys, that they'll fix that. Must play the deep ball better, high in pedal. Size hurts versus physical receivers. And just getting in the weight room and things, that should help. Needs work on pedal, plant, and drive. Raw in technique, gets too high and on his heels. Shorter arms, needs to get stronger and finish tackles with his frame. And in summary, I said Nate has elite speed, good height, needs to add strength and bulk to hold up in the NFL. He's raw in pedal, some plays high, but he shows great burst. Did see little trouble with deep ball. If he adds weight, can be excellent prospect, can't coach speed.
Now, let me ask you this. Guyton went what? Right before Baltimore did.
Yes. To Dallas.
Yeah. So he's still kicking around at 30. Nate Wiggins is still there. Are we having a different conversation
today? Well, that would have been interesting, Bob, because to me, that was once Guyton went, there was no tackles worthy of taking. I mean, it was like there was, Bob, there was 10 O linemen get drafted in the first round. 10. 6 quarterbacks. So there was 21, kind of like what we said.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a ton. So it was. After Guyton went to Dallas, Bob, it was like, which corner do you want? Do you want DeJean? Do you want Kool-Aid? Do you want Nate Wiggins? And they were, Nate Wiggins was by far their highest rated corner.
Yeah. And as you heard Eric DaCosta say, refused trade offers, dismissed overtures for that 30th draft pick. So Nate Wiggins comes in, he'll meet with the media at 3 o'clock out there at One Winning Drive. Interesting draft nonetheless. So the Ravens did feel a need. Now they pick here at what? Number 62 overall.
Yep.
Today they have second and third round coming up. So offensive line still a big need. But as you just said, Vinny, are you getting someone of quality that not late in the draft, but this late in the second round? Does this maybe make you refocus to running back or, say, some pass rusher specialist there?
I think when you get to 61, Bob, you got to follow your board. And they talk about what's the depth of this draft, Bob, is what? It's O-line. According to Eric, O-line wide receiver is the most depth. So, okay. I see them in the second round, Bob. I see offensive line. And then in the third round tonight, it wouldn't shock me, Bob, if they took 2 O-linemen, but I could see 2 offensive players. If the highest rated guy in the third round, I could see receiver or running back.
Watching the draft last night.
Yeah.
And
what
yeah,
channel did you watch? Belichick?
I watched Espen.
Did you watch Belichick?
No, I was watching Mel.
He kind of killed the Patriots.
Oh, he didn't like Drake May?
He put a lot of negative highlights out there. Get back at Kraft.
Well, I mean, you can, in recruiting videos, draft videos, they don't show the guy sucking.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy just signed with my favorite school. Look at him dunking and making threes.
Yeah.
How about him getting dunked on and missing a bunch of threes and turning the ball over 1,000 times? Drake May, we talked about it yesterday, Roethlisberger comparison from Dan Orlovsky, and could be fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, love him or hate him, is going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He won two Super Bowls. So a lot of expectations for these quarterbacks. But when Jordan Morgan went.
Yeah, to Green Bay.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie. I was like half asleep when that happened. Pick number 25. And I'm laying on the couch. My wife's watching it with me. And I was like, oh, man. I thought the Ravens going to.
Yeah.
They're going to take Kool-Aid. I'm like half awake, half asleep. Kool-Aid. Then I start drooling on the pillow because I was out. He goes, who's that? And Kool-Aid. And I woke up this morning. It was Nate Wiggins. Kool-Aid's still available, by the way. But, I mean, so it's not based on what Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh were saying. Not a stunning turn of events that this took place because apparently he was rated higher than him and DeJean all along. DeJean's the injury concern, right?
DeJean, he had his fibula at the end of the season. Okay. He came back and he ran 4.4 something at his workout in vertical 38. So I don't think the injury is concerned. Bob, the key component, what Eric said was the best cover corner. DeJean is not a cover corner. DeJean's a more versatile, you know, jack of all trades because in my summary with DeJean is I don't know if he can handle the people that, you know, the wide receivers on the outside. And the wide receivers you got on the outside in your division are pretty damn good.
It's 58-81-05-7. The Fab first round of the draft is gone. So Caleb Williams, it was chalk for the first three.
Yeah.
It's the first four, quite frankly. Actually, first five. Because the Chargers turned down all these trade offers for Justin Herbert. Took a bookend to Slater, the kid from Northwestern, right?
They took Alt.
Alt, yeah, so their tackle situation.
So they said Alt's going to be the right tackle and Slater's the left. I mean, Bob, they could have the best two in the league.
Yeah, as we're worried about who the Ravens are even going to start at right tackle, they've solidified that thing for probably the next decade, health considered. But Atlanta did a little Kopax 12-6 on some people. We'll get into that. Orioles tonight back on the diamond, taking on the Oakland A's, who did the Orioles a solid last night by beating the Yankees. So the Birds come back home after that 4-2 road trip through Kansas City and the Angels. In first place by percentage points, Yankees actually have to go to Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Taking on your boy Murph's New Age Brew Crew. Orioles have the A's. And look, hey, let's not dismiss Oakland and some of slappies and fools who the Orioles should sweep. But it's a team they should probably defeat at least two out of three. Then New York for a four-game set. But we'll get into that and more. We got Rock Abaco from MassinSports.com joining us later on the show. By the way, Baltimore baseball tonight live from Pickles coming up at 6. Me and Ryan Ripken getting you ready to rock and roll. It's going to be in the mid, late, or high 60s. Come on down. Don't come empty-handed. Got the NBA, Stanley Cup playoffs. There's so much to get into, so little time, and I'm wasting yours here on the Fan. Featured Artist Friday. We're jamming today, Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
By the way.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the Ben. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think you see him as an outside corner. That's kind of where he's made his hay, but he plays inside as well, and he did it in college. I think we'll just continue to be versatile with those, DBs. Move them around, let them play in different spots.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. That was last night. Talking about Nate Wiggins coming in, pick number 30 out of Clemson. It's Featured Artist Friday. Tell our listeners, Nolan McGraw, who we're jamming to here.
This is Elvis Costello. A first for us here.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know a ton about him.
You don't know a ton about Elvis Costello? Wears big Buddy Holly glasses.
Not a thing.
You don't know Buddy Holly glasses?
No, I
sort of like
what
I'm wearing.
I'm familiar with glasses, yeah, but
not glasses. You know Buddy Holly glasses
yes,
are?
Yeah, I'm familiar with those glasses.
You know who Buddy Holly is, right?
Yes.
Not from the Weezer song.
Right.
There's actually a person named Buddy Holly.
No,
anyway, what do you think about the Nate Wiggins draft pick real quick before we get to the phones?
It's fine. It's not like they went and drafted a tight end or a quarterback. So, I mean, the position need was there. I think we probably predicted that it would have been DeGene or McKinstry, but they had their pick of the litter, and they clearly love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you got to – they watch a lot more film and stuff than we do, so I got no problem. We knew they were taking a corner. I got no problem with who – they went with speed, and Harb's talked about just in that clip, outside, mm-hmm. outside. And
so that means Marlon moves
I
slotty?
Think that, and Marlon's best in the slot anyhow. That's – nowadays, that's – to me, where he plays best. And I think what they'll do is kind of like they did with Stevens when they got him. All Stevens did was because he was taller and longer, lined up in press. When I was out of practice, all he did was lined up in press the whole time. And I'll bet you they'll be doing that a lot with Wiggins at, next Saturday is the rookie minicamp. I won't be there for that. But then the OTAs, I'll try to get in some of those.
Yeah. And I guess he's going to be relied on to help a little bit in the run game. And given his smallest size, you would think he'd be at a disadvantage. But and we'll hear from him as the show rolls on. He's like, watch the film.
Yeah, he'll tackle. He'll hit. So, I mean, that's good. Because, Bob, when you think about it, you got Higgins and Chase in Cincinnati. You got Cooper and Judy in Cleveland. You got Pickens in Pittsburgh. So you got a lot of good receivers in the division.
And potentially really good quarterbacks throwing. And not to mention the Ravens' schedule. And we'll go down that again. Well, the opponents anyway, because the schedule doesn't come out till next month. They got some big gunslingers slated to go against that Ravens defense. So plug and play. I guess that's the most important thing before we get to the calls. 410-583-1057, that Nate Wiggins is coming in, and he's going to have a prominent role on this defense. And maybe Armour Davis and Pepe could be some little bonus help here as things progress.
I mean, to me, with Pepe and Armour Davis, Bob, you go in and you say, if we get something out of them, that's a bonus. We're not counting on them at all.
All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Annie. Elvis Costello, Featured Artist Friday. Orioles A's, start of a three-game set tonight, 7:05. We'll be down at Pickles, being Ryan Ripken for BBT. Bart brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, Rock and Baco later in the show. Let's go to Owings Mills. It's Harry. Harry, what's happening? Happy Featured Artist Friday.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you all this morning?
Good.
Great. Like you all said, the Ravens know what they do. I trust them. You know, of course, we were looking at Cooper DeJean as well as we were looking at Kool-Aid McKinstry, but they like who they like, and I have no issue with that. Two other points I wanted to make, and you touched about it earlier, but I don't know what the Falcons were doing. I really don't. I really thought they would take Roma Odunze at there to go along with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, as well as the running back and the backup running back, Algier. They really could have had
Bijan Robinson's a stud, man.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they could have, in my opinion, they could have competed legitimately for a run at the Super Bowl with that. Even though they would be young, but they would have that level of talent. So I really don't know what they were thinking, especially with Kirk Cousins at the helm.
Yeah, and it's a winnable division, too, Harry. It's not it's the AFC North or anything like that.
Absolutely. You make great points. So I really don't know what they're doing.
Because they have the best quarterback in the division.
Exactly. And my last thing you brought up, segue of quarterback, we had a discussion before. I did not want J.J. McCarthy to be overdrafted, drafted too high, because I didn't think he was worthy of the 2, 3, or 4. He went to Minnesota at, what was that, 10 or 11? I have no issue with that, because they definitely needed a quarterback, and they need someone to take them into the future. But, you know, good luck to everyone. But, of course, it's Ravens for life. Yeah. Let's make the Super Bowl run. We got to get some offensive linemen, though.
Oh, yes. That is no – hey, let me just say – you could only yesterday they could only draft one guy, you know. So now they got two picks today. They have 8 picks left. So we'll evaluate it on Sunday.
Okay, from the offensive linemen that are remaining, who do you think is worthy in the second round? Because I heard you say once the Cowboys took Guyton, there was really no one else worthy in the first round.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think what you get into now, I mean, if you get a guy now that comes in and starts, and I think the guys you get now, they're coming in to compete with what you got. It's not, oh, that guy's plug and play. He's our starter at right tackle. He's our starter here. Now it's like, well, we'll see. And you're hoping that one of the guys that they take like gels into something like, damn, he's better than we thought.
Yep. Hey, Harry, and by the way, Orioles for life too, my friend.
Absolutely. Everything Baltimore, Maryland for life.
Yeah, let's sweep these fools in Oakland here today. All right, man. There's Harry and Owings Mills. By the way, Dane Brugler and his like little monster, because this guy does mock drafts. My head would explode having to do all this stuff. He has the Ravens taking Christian Haynes, guard out of Penn State with pick number 62.
Yeah, I mean,
number 62.
To me, best lineman. Now it's not about tackle. It's about best lineman. You know, guard, tackle. Hopefully, he's got a little versatility to him, and then throw him in the competition. We'll see who comes out.
Let's get back to the phones. Haven't heard from this dude in a while. Let's go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, where the hell you pick?
I just been listening to you guys, man, enjoying it. And I'm always exercising on that total gym that you guys sitting up there in your house with all that dust. I might have to come over your house and show you how to work your total gym, Bob.
Full disclosure, I don't lie. I've been on it every off day from BBT. I get on my total gym and take a nap.
I'm going to ask you this real quick, Bob. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm left-handed. That means I'm statistically smarter than most people.
Do you pop the top or do you twist it off?
What, beers? I drink out of cans.
Your strongest muscle is in that one finger popping them tops.
Well, I pop with my right, drink with my left. You do the math from there.
Okay. Now, I heard y'all. A reason I only call because I let all the other intelligent people talk about all the other intelligent things. But y'all said one thing that made me call in. The announcers that were calling the draft yesterday. And to my surprise, I enjoyed the game day people, college game day, with Nick Saban better than I did all the other ones. I was sitting there listening to Nick Saban, man, and I was intrigued because he had more insight on, especially when he had a lot of his players going, you know, and just the way he described all the players that was getting drafted, man. I was like, man, I don't want to listen to Mel, and I don't want to listen to my other guys. I like Nick Saban. And I think he's going into that type of field, right?
He's going to be on College Game Day.
Right, man. I already like College Game Day, and he's going to make it even more exciting, man. So that's mainly why I really called in. But now we're talking about the 62nd pick. Wow, that's even longer than yesterday. But anyway, you said, like you said, on their board, it's going to be the best player available. But then once the people they draft, then it's going to be the best option available. In other words, all the people that they pick, they're going to put them out there. And whoever's the best option, that's who they're going to use. But Vinny, didn't they draft a person last year who didn't play this year? Like some developmental offensive lineman?
Yes, out of USC. They did.
Right. Right.
So
right,
and he's been doing extremely well, according to Eric and stuff. So they got a lot of high hopes for him.
Right. So all I got to say is it seems like sometimes that the Ravens I mean, when their coaches leave, that's the part I'm more upset about, because it seems like they get guys that can come in here and teach guys real well, just like the Orioles. And, you know, you try to keep those guys, but, you know, they got to go to bigger and better things, man. So, like Harbaugh said, we don't hold you back from expanding your life and your horizon. So that's all I call to say, guys. And have a safe and blessed weekend.
All right,
and
Joe.
Go
O's. Yeah, yep. Man. Thanks, Joe. Great to hear from you. It's Vinny at Haney 1057 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, post first round draft. Nate Wiggins, Clemson goes to Baltimore at pick number 30. Cornerback, really fast, kind of skinny, but still the ball skills are there. Not necessarily in picks and such, but pass breakups through the roof. So we'll get into that and more. If you have a suggestion for what Eric DaCosta and crew should do in day two, we are listening to you. Orioles are in first place as they come back home. Thanks to the A's beating the Yankees yesterday. A's are now in Baltimore. Corbin Burns looking to go 4-0 in the year. Ross Stripling's on the hill for Oakland. He's 0-5 with a +5 earned run average. Didn't we see that earlier this week in Anaheim? Grayson undefeated. Canning was winless. And let's not repeat that one.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
I just know they're a ball hog and they get a lot of turnovers. And in the past season, they was top defense. So my play style, my competitiveness, they're going to fit right along with the great defense.
It's Nate Wiggins, new Raven, drafted last night, pick number 30 overall out of Clemson. Raven's very ecstatic with said selection. As he kind of fell, a lot of defensive guys fell last night. We'll start getting into the first round more in depth as the show rolls on. As a matter of fact, Vic Carucci will be joining us later on in the program. He's covered this thing for many, many years. But as we talked about, Vinny, Nate Wiggins, extremely fast playmaker in regards to preventing completions. He gave up less than 200 yards to receivers for the season.
Yeah,
last year for Clemson, has three picks for his career, but two of those picks turned into touchdowns.
And he gave up a 44 quarterback rating when targeted this year. So, yeah, he played well, Bob. I mean, he's a good player. And Bob, the first corner went at 21, which was a total shock. I mean, because you're sitting there at 21, and the first corner goes. And if you're the Ravens, I mean, because we were talking about it last night, me and Ken. I mean, first corner goes at 21.
22, Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah, 22.
Philly.
I mean, you're only eight picks away, and that's the first time a corner's. So you're looking good at the corner spot at that time.
And we talked about, real quick, to correct something. Dane Brugler does a great job with the draft. Mocks Christian Haynes, and here he wrote Penn State. I said, I can only see out of one eye. I said, is that say Penn State? He's from UConn, and he's from Bowie, Maryland. Hey, we all screw up. Just happens. It's Vinny and Haney, Bill Haney and Vinny Serrato. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Eve in Reisterstown. Eve, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you feeling?
Feeling good, well, man.
Good, good, good. Vinny and Bob, we haven't had a first-rounder cornerback since Marlon Humphrey. I'm a PSL owner, and I go back to the days of Dwayne Starks and Chris McAllister and Jimmy Smith. Between those two, Chris McAllister and Jimmy Smith, talk about it, who you like, who you don't. Who's better?
I like C-Mac myself because he hit the post. And he was a playmaker. Jimmy was an incredible player, just couldn't stay healthy most of the time. And, you know, they both won Super Bowls. C-Mac, for personal reasons, Eve won me $600 in Super Bowl, 35, because he had to pick on Kerry Collins that made it 0-0 at halftime. And I had that in my block pool. But I think McAllister, he had some butting head stuff with Harbs. But I thought McAllister was better just because he was there more.
The thing with Jimmy went like 22 to the Ravens, something like that.
Colorado,
but he was projected much higher, but he dropped because of character or off field. He had off the field issues. And then when he came in, when he played and when he was healthy and on the field, he was a hell of a player. But it was just like you know, availability was sure. the big. When he was available, he was an excellent player because he was long.
What do you think, Eve?
I like them both. Actually, I just wanted to hear you guys talk about it because I like them both. Got that Super Bowl out of both of them.
Yeah, if you would have said Deron Jenkins, we would have had a discussion. Yeah. If you know what I'm saying.
I agree. Okay, fellas, thank you.
All right, there's Eve talking about cornerbacks of the past, both with Super Bowl rings. Hey, Dwayne Stark's a little small, real fast. Hey, he scored a touchdown in that Super Bowl win.
Or was he like 10th pick, right?
Yeah, and I think McAllister was 10th. Starks was in that ballpark. Yeah. Well, that's when it was Ray, then it was Bulwer, Sharper, Kim Herring. They were just building and building and building, which turned into the greatest defense, one of the greatest defenses of all time. Saragusa, Sam Adams, yeah. Rod Woodson, a shrewd free agent pickups. But Nate Wiggins comes into a defense that was, fewest points allowed. You would think in theory he makes them better or harder to throw against. Again, the last game they played, they only gave up 17 points, zero in the second half. Yeah. Defense was not the problem. You lose pass rush strength as Clowney's gone, and you're still hoping for things. You lost Queen, 100-plus tackles, but you've strengthened your secondary.
Yes, thus far. And Bob, you know, kind of thinking about it, kind of like, you know, Simpson with Queen. They took Queen's replacement the year before. So is Wiggins, like Marlon Humphrey, is he thinking, I got one more year left, then I'm gone. And then because Stevens going to be due for a contract. So if they pay Stevens and they have Wiggins, then to me, all right, we got to get rid of Marlon's money so we can pay Stevens. That's probably what's on the horizon.
It's Vinny at 810-057 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get to you. If you want to join us, 410-583-1057. Elvis Costello, it's our featured artist tonight. Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com. Look back at the first round, preview the second round and third round, which is tonight. It's a three-day festivity out there in Detroit. Orioles back home, taking on the A's tonight, 7:05 first pitch. As Corbin Burnes goes for win number 4, Orioles percentage points in first place in the AL East. As we're winding up the month of April, Yankees will be in town as we head into May. That should be fun. If you want to come down and say hi to us, it's Baltimore Baseball tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. It's Pickles Pub. It's me, Ryan Ripken, and coming out for a cameo, Stone Feltz. Remember Stone Feltz? Stone Feltz is going to be there too. And as I always say, Nolan, as you know, and nobody's really listening, don't come empty-handed.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. A little Elvis Costello, featured artist Friday. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, chosen by you, the people. Google him. He's got some cool songs. Very respected in the music business there. And we're going to enjoy his tunes for the next 3 hours. Even Nolan's over there tapping his foot. He's very hard to please. Musically, got Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, coming up 11 o'clock, whip around 11:15. Tons going on in the world of sports currently and historically on this April the 26th. By the way, like to wish my dad, Robert Leon Haney Sr., his 84th happy birthday.
Nice,
there.
Happy birthday.
Old goof, wherever you may. He's at my brother's house right now in Queenstown because my brother's in Mexico. Must be nice. One of us has to work for a living. They're living out and drinking now, whatever. But anyway, we got the NFL profiles resuming as well because, all right, we did offensive tackles. We did guards. Running back now becomes, what did Eric say, the sweet spot?
Third round.
Yeah, so third round tonight. So we'll get into all of that and more. And then a funhouse trip. Orioles tonight taking on the A's. Corbin Burnes goes for win number 4. Burnes go 4-2 on the road trip to KC. And the Angels, Kansas City, just laid waste to Toronto, which we'll get to in the AL East report later on in the show. Gunnar Henderson's having a monster, monster season. And we'll get into all that. Me and Ryan Ripken live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Baltimore Baseball tonight. We start at 6. Come by and say hello. Let's go to Jay in Baltimore. Jay, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, man, how you guys doing, man? Hey, Vinny, just trying to get your opinion on
the Nate Wiggins treatment. I really like Nate, man. I call him Nasty Nate, man. I think he's a good prospect. Great Memphis 6'2", man, and I think he got a lot better ball skills than Kool-Aid McKinstry. And I don't know, you tell me what you think about, because a lot of Alabama corners, they play the ball. I don't think none of them have real good ball skills, man.
Seems like it. It sure seems like it.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Well, the dude from Pittsburgh, Minka Fitzpatrick, but he's a safety.
Yeah,
he gets his share. But cornerbacks, sure. Marlon's got, just when you think he got better, I keep thinking, now he's a little older. He's, you know, let's keep in mind, Marlon's only 27.
Yeah.
It's not like he's about to retire. Oh. But that Rams game, he was, what do you say, the pigeon?
Oh, boy. Yes, he was.
Mike Tyson was chasing him around. He wanted that pigeon.
And that's when you're playing out there, Bob, and you're him, is like, please don't throw it at me. Please don't. And then, you know, when you're saying that to yourself, it's coming at me every. Stafford's like licking his chops. We're going right. We're coming back.
Yeah, that second half was pretty. But then again, Marlon, speaking of injuries, he was banged up.
Yep.
He would have missed the Super Bowl. He got hurt in playoff games. You know, we talk about what Wiggins does. Stevens, who's really evolved. A converted running back, if we forget, out of UCLA, transferred to SMU. But now with Wiggins and Stevens, but another guy, Vinny, that you say, Stevens, has a hard time tracking the football there.
Yeah. Oh, you just look at Stevens. Stevens will be draped all over receiver, and what happens? The receiver catches it. You know, I think, like, his completion percentage stats, you know, are extremely high, Stevens. But he is excellent in press, and he's getting better. I mean, last year was by far his best year, and they needed somebody to step up to be number one after Marlon, and he did, a hell of a job, you know. And then Darby was playing better than Marlon, and Marlon played 10 games last year, so. You know, can we count on, I mean, we got Marlon, we got Armour Davis, and we got Pepe. We got three corners that are right now injury prone.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Kenny in Ellicott City. Kenny, thanks for holding. You're on with Vinny and Haney and Nolan McGraw.
Hey, Vinny and Bob, how y'all doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
I was listening to SportsCenter last night after the draft, and SVP asked Lewis Reddick, which stood out in the draft to you out of the whole thing. And guess what he said?
Nate Wiggins.
Yes. Out of the 32 people drafted, he said the Ravens draft. I thought that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I said earlier, now Lewis worked for me, and he was a DB at Pitt in college, and then he played in – I drafted him in San Francisco. But he's a good evaluator of DBs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I told my brother, though, that the Ravens must have really liked him because they covered draft picks and they could have moved back. And for them to take him, they must have really, really liked him.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, Kenny. Thanks, man.
Trading back. Yeah,
eight offers, apparently, they refused for that 30th pick.
Yeah. Well, you're sitting there and you got a guy that you got ranked 20th. Yeah. The pick is going to be like, no, thanks. You interested in moving back? No, we got our guy. Okay.
But yes, and I saw the Lewis Riddick comment. We're going to play that for you as well. And think about it. That's strong words because of what Chicago did, what Minnesota did, with multiple players who both filled needs for both teams. And then the one guy, the Ravens pick at the back end of the first round, that was the most impressive pick. That speaks volumes, I think, coming from Lewis.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Lewis likes those defensive players. But I would say, Bob, I mean, if you have two picks in the top 10, you should do well. But, I mean, they kind of, like, it fell right for them at 9, Chicago, I'm talking, to get a Dunzier. I mean, that was like a home run draft for them.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Todd Karbovich, BaltimoreSports.com. Get his impressions of the draft last night, what the Ravens did. And then look ahead to day 2. Ravens have a second and a third. at least as we sit here at 10:57. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Elvis Costello. Whip around. More draft profiles. Going to look at some running backs. Hey, there's a Baltimore guy floating around that could fit in nicely somewhere. We'll elaborate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.